The Arizona Department of Health Services is reporting 1,034 new cases of COVID-19 in our state as of this morning. And just a reminder, there is typically a weekend lag in reporting on Mondays. But this marks four straight days of new cases approaching or exceeding 1,000 a day, numbers we haven't seen in some time. Health officials are growing concerned as the Delta variant is causing cases to increase again, even though vaccines have been available for months. Arizona's vaccination rate sits around 51%, but there are concerns that it is stagnating. Governor Doug Ducey has an executive order in place that prohibits all cities, towns, and municipalities from issuing a mask mandate, regardless of rates of transmission. And joining us for an update on all of this in Arizona is Dr. Shad Marvesty, Director of Public Health Prevention and Promotion at the University of Arizona's College of Medicine here in Phoenix. Good morning, Dr. Shad.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so infection numbers we keep seeing ticking up and staying pretty high, around 1,000 a day. These are numbers we haven't seen probably since last, like, October. Is this attributed to the unvaccinated, essentially?
It's essentially the unvaccinated, but we don't know to what extent those who are fully vaccinated are contributing to the spread, especially when we see super spreader events where large numbers of people are gathering indoors. We're not sure with this Delta variant whether or not the vaccinated, even though they are safe or safer, I might say, than those who are unvaccinated, they may still pose a threat in terms of spreading the virus to others. And so I think, you know, whenever you're in that setting, it's a higher risk setting, and it's all probably contributing to it, especially since we're seeing, as you said, a rise in the number of cases. You know, just to give you a sense of it in terms of the metrics we usually look at, we were in the mild spread category with less than 10 cases per 100,000. Mm-hmm. Now we're between 10 to 100 cases per 100,000, with the counties with the least number of vaccinated folks being the highest rates. Our positivity rate is up to about over 6% by the Johns Hopkins COVID tracker, looking at the 7-day average. The last time it was that high was in mid-February. Mm-hmm. And our RT, which is the average number of people who will become infected by a person infected at any given point in time, is over 1, and it has been over 1 since mid-June, again, with the same timing as the arrival of more of the Delta variant here in Arizona.
Yeah, so I mentioned in the intro there that the vaccination rate could be stagnating. Are we seeing that in terms of the numbers, and what can be done about that? Like, at this point, are we just kind of reaching a wall of people who are just not going to do it?
I think we are, unfortunately, and I think we have to go to the next level in terms of, getting folks to be engaged in the process and getting vaccinated. It's very difficult, I think, with the amount of misinformation, as the Surgeon General noted a few days ago, that's been spread nationally, and the role of social media in this. And so people are confused, and I think there's a percentage of folks who are still unsure about the science. So getting full FDA approval, for example, for the Pfizer may help those who may be questioning whether or not there's enough evidence, although there's definitely more than enough to ensure its safety. But I think we need to do more in terms of outreach and especially addressing Black and brown communities, that have not been getting enough of this, and going into neighborhoods and towns. But I think we can't forget the elephant in the room, which you mentioned earlier, is the fact that we're not using every tool that we have at our disposal. Which includes masks in high-risk indoor spaces and the ability to test, isolate, and quarantine, which is basic epidemiology, which right now we're not able to do in many public spaces in local municipalities, cities, as well as in our schools and universities. And that really sets us up for failure, which is an unfortunate reality, and I think not an appropriate use of the emergency powers given to the governor, really to be able to act on behalf of public health threats, not to allow public health threats to continue unabated.
Let me ask you, Dr. Shad, about the fully vaccinated and about mask wearing. I mean, the CDC even says if you're fully vaccinated, you do not need to wear a mask now, but many people still choosing to in certain circumstances. How confident should people who are fully vaccinated feel about going maskless in public?
Well, I think it really is an individual decision at this point, because we're not making that decision for the community, although LA County Public Health and other places have started to make that decision as the numbers have gone up. And, you know, colleagues of mine like Dr. Gerald have said pretty clearly that it probably makes sense in higher risk indoor settings to wear a mask. mask, maybe not just to protect yourself, but also to protect others from potentially spreading it. And I think if you are in a higher risk category, if you have a chronic disease, if you're elderly, or have immunocompromised for any reason, you may want to consider wearing that mask in a higher risk indoor setting. But as the numbers go up, I think it's reasonable to consider more of us wearing masks, even if we're not, even if we are fully vaccinated, just because it's another layer of protection that helps to stop the spread.
All right. Dr. Shad Marvasti, Director of Public Health Prevention and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona College of Medicine here in Phoenix. Thanks as always, Dr. Shad.
Thank you, Lauren.